Paul Reynolds was reporting earlier. Senior Gardaí superintendents are gathering today in Naas, and they're going to tell the Minister for Justice about how they're being abused. They say that almost half of them have been subjected to false allegations that have damaged their reputation, while one in three say they've been subjected to defamation on social media. They've welcomed the announcement in the budget that 1,000 additional Gardaí are to be recruited next year, but say recruitment must be constant, fast-paced and future-facing, as opposed to continually retrofitting staffing deficits. Superintendent Declan McCarthy, spokesperson for the Association of Garda Superintendents, joins us now. Declan McCarthy, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Tell me more about this abuse.
Good morning, Gavin. An independent body carried out a survey on our behalf, and more than 90% of the ranks of superintendents and chief superintendents responded to this. And when we looked at the figures afterwards, 48% of us felt that false allegations causing reputational damage had been made against us, and 33% of us felt that we had been defamed on social media. And this isn't just about high-profile policing events or anything like this. This is on day-to-day investigations and on our everyday businesses like this. And what our ask really would be in relation to this, that there's a robust and transparent policy brought in around these anonymous complaints and false allegations. It would be a matter of a welfare and safety issue really for us. And our organisation's mission statement really is about keeping people safe. And we would like the same courtesy paid to us, that we as senior operators within the organisation are kept safe. We would also have very serious concerns about vexatious or false allegations being treated under the protected disclosures protocol. And as our president will be saying later on in relation to both this and in relation to allowances, we're bound by duty, but we're not actually being rewarded or treated with equity.
What do you mean about allowances?
We have an issue with allowances in relation to, back in March 2009, our allowances for subsistence allowance, travel allowance, all of that kind of thing, they were cut by 25% as what we were told was going to be a short-term austerity measure. Now, a lot of these allowances have been restored for the wider public sector, and we're at a loss really to understand why we, as an organisation, and it isn't just superintendents, are being treated completely differently to other public sectors.
1,000 more Gardaí announced as part of yesterday's budget. Is it enough in your view?
We would welcome any additional recruitment drive. And like you said in the intro, unfortunately, we're constantly only retrofitting and backfilling rather than future-proofing the numbers within the organisation. And recruitment has to be constant and fast-paced. The extraction rates from the operational coalface, if you like, which is what the public see out there, the men and women sitting in patrol cars and walking on the beats, this is what the public sees. But the extraction rates from them into, say, the more modern policing things like the Divisional Protective Services units, the armed support units, all of this extraction comes from that coalface. And unfortunately, the public-facing policing gets affected by that. And even with the recruitment of 1,000, we're trying to get to 15,000. We're struggling to get there. And if we do get to 15,000, that we would be anxious that that number is maintained constantly going forward. So more modern recruitment driving, and that it needs to be a constant and forward-facing thing all the time rather than backfilling.
Superintendent Declan McCarthy, spokesperson for the Association of Garda Superintendents, thank you for speaking with us today.